It's not always about the money, Spider-Man. It's about the Mets, baby. Love the Mets. All right, baby. Let's go. Get a home run, baby. Love the Mets. Let's go, Mets.
Sorry, Kingpin. Maybe next year. This year, the ring's going somewhere. It hasn't gone in over 25 years.
0-2 on the way. Chopper out to Dansby. Dansby throws to first base. Is this happening? It is. The Atlanta Braves are world champions. The Atlanta Braves have won the 2021 World Series in six games over the Houston Astros. Pure euphoria down on the field.
The Braves are world champions of 2021. How did we get here? The season ended with the Giants and Dodgers both having the best record in baseball. Giants with 107 wins, Dodgers 106. But because of the format of the MLB postseason, only one team can win the division and be seeded into the tournament. Six divisions across baseball means six teams in the postseason. Four additional teams, two teams each from the National League and the American League, that have the highest records but didn't clinch their division, qualified to play in the wild card games. A one-game showdown determines which team faces the winningest team in their respective league. In the NL, the 106-56 Dodgers faced the 90-72 Cardinals in LA. With two outs in the ninth, the game tied 1-1. The game was capped off by a stellar walk-off homer from Chris Taylor to win 3-1.
Two balls and a strike to count on Taylor. Reyes fires, swing and a drive, deep left field, this is way back, walk him off, Chris Taylor!
NLDS Series, Dodgers versus Giants, Braves versus Brewers. The Braves in particular made a great run to make it to the postseason in the last 10 games of the regular season, winning 8 of their last 10 to overtake the Phillies, a team that lost 6 of their last 10 games. The Braves ended up sending the Brewers packing in just 4 games, advancing to the NLCS. Thursday, October 14th. A cool night in San Francisco. Every other series in the divisional round had been decided at this point. Dodgers-Giants was the only series that went to a deciding Game 5. In the ninth inning, with the game tied 1-1, Cody Bellinger sends a hit to shallow right field to allow Turner to score. 2-1 Dodgers. Giants have to score to at least stay in the game. With two outs in the bottom of the ninth, this happens.
No balls, two strikes. And Flores, did he go? He did! And the game ends! A swinging strike three.
No.
Gabe Morales rings him up. The game is over, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are headed to the National League Championship Series.
I didn't think he went on the slider from Max. Gabe Morales thought he did.
Boy, what a way to end the game. This.
Oh man, boy, that's bad.
I don't think he went.
That's bad.
Here's Weinberg Sr. Jake Lyons and McCormick Sr. Sheldon Wong, both Giants fans and some of the biggest baseball fans that I know.
I mean, how else do you react to something like that? Anger. Like, I mean, it was obviously anger first. I mean, but then it's like, there's nothing you can do. So it's just turned to sadness, I guess. I mean, that's kind of a cliche. Like, I don't know. What do you expect to respond? I mean, it was kind of like, I guess, different because obviously, like, there's never been, like, a moment that big. And we've lost, like a missed call or something like that. I guess, I mean, surreal is kind of the wrong word. But really just upset and annoyed, I guess.
Yeah. It was, yeah, that was not fun. I mean, I was at that point, I was already like kind of down. Like, I'd almost sort of begun to accept that we were like probably going to lose, given that Flores in his career is like what he was like 0-19 against Scherzer or something stupid like that. But like, I just, yeah. When it happened, first of all, when I first saw it, I was like, okay, he probably just went. And then I saw the replay and I just like yelled very loudly because, well, obviously. And then, yeah, and then it kind of just quickly evaporated into deep sadness.
Yeah. I didn't go to class the next day. I was that sad.
Like, realistically, if he calls it a non-swing, like, we probably just lose anyway. But it just, to end it on something like that, it's just, it hurts a little extra, I guess.
But who really knows what could have happened had that check swing resulted in a ball like it should have? Although it leaves a series where the two teams with the best records this year in baseball face each other on a horribly sour note, the chips fell where they did, and the Dodgers moved on to the NLCS against the Braves, a series where they fell short 4-2 to Atlanta. That left the Atlanta Braves to face the Houston Astros, likely one of the most hated franchises in all of Major League Baseball for their multiple cheating scandals in recent years among their multiple World Series runs, making it 3 times since 2017 and winning once. For once, most people were cheering on the Braves, a team that hasn't won an NL pennant since the 90s.
The Astros are very close to the Dodgers in terms of teams I dislike the most.
Yes.
Braves are probably one of my, I guess, well, I don't really have a least favorite teams other than the Dodgers and like the Yankees and the Astros. So really, I don't care who wins, but I do like the Braves a little bit because of Freddie Freeman, because of Acuna, but he's obviously hurt. They have they've always been like a team that kind of like feels like pretty easy to root for in terms of the players that they have.
And in game 6 last night, it happened. Atlanta shut out Houston 7-0. Atlanta are this year's champions of the world. So now that this season is over, we now look ahead to next season. Sportsbook odds are already out for who will win the 2022 World Series, with the Arizona Diamondbacks and Baltimore Orioles at the bottom of the list with 200-1 odds. The list is capped with the favorite Dodgers at 11-2, Houston at 7-1, and the newly crowned champion Braves at 9-1. What do our Giants fan think will happen next year?
I guess now that this season's over, looking ahead to next season, do you see Giants taking it next year?
Oh boy. I don't know. Given how the team played like this year, I wouldn't rule it out, but we have a lot of players who may not be returning. Like, I think Crawford signed, but like there's Posey, there's Bryant, there's I'm forgetting now, but there's a couple more guys who most like not all of them will come back probably realistically. Belt is another one. But I think a lot of the young guys this year also showed a lot of like promise and showed that they kind of have what it takes. So like next year, maybe not, but I think that sort of young talent in the clubhouse is good enough that in coming years, like based off of how guys played this year, that we'll definitely continue to be competitive. So
the Giants are listed at 16-1 to win next year for those keeping track. But who really knows what's to come next year though? Baseball is constantly changing in terms of its players and team staff. That's the beauty of the sport. You never really know what's going to happen next year. Who expected this to happen this year? For WNUR News, I'm Zach McCrary.